Hi, I'm Cara, I'm an addict. I feel like I'm at a press conference. Thank you to everyone for being here and making this meeting possible. It's astounding coming into a room like this to see so many people coming together on a Friday night with sort of the same thought of, you know, getting and staying clean. It really is a reminder of how powerful this program is. What I love about the readings before any kind of chair is it really helps me to kind of center myself and remember the real basic principles of this amazing program. And that's honesty, open-mindedness and willingness for me. That's really where I had to start. I grew up in South Africa. I've been in London for 10 years today, actually. It's a bit weird. I had a look at my passport stamps and realized that this was day one, 10 years ago. By that point, I'd been using for some time. I started using drugs, I think like a lot of us did, around about 12, 13. In South Africa, everybody smokes pot. It's kind of like a rite of passage, and no one really sees it as anything more than the thing you do. I was always really curious about how certain things could make me feel different. From a really young age, I figured out sugar made me feel good. I used to drink loads of those tins of condensed milk. I don't know if you guys get them here. By the tin load, honestly, my mum would come home and I'd have done five and be like, yeah, it made me feel good and it made me, I can't imagine having serious problems when I was five, but you know. I had a pretty normal and fairly happy childhood. I certainly can't attribute any of that to my addict status. And in fact, being a teenager and taking a lot of drugs, I thought I was too smart to ever become an addict. I thought that I knew how to do drugs, like, properly. And people who, you know, got addicted were just doing them wrong. And they obviously hadn't licked it, you know, they hadn't figured out how to work the system. Like, I thought there was some magic formula. You know, if you took, we used to muck around with it and say, well, if you took, you know, half a cap of acid and two pills and did a couple of lines and another cap of acid and then some Valium, that was like the ultimate. And we'd like muck around with these formulas and somehow that made us like some kind of weird alchemists. I don't know. It was a bit crazy. So by the time I arrived in London, things were kind of really in full swing. I always used to say London is designed for the young and the free and the single. I got single quite quickly after I arrived here. I decided the boyfriend I came with wasn't really kind of into the fun side of London, i.e. he wasn't doing loads of coke. So that was boring. And I worked in an industry where that kind of behaviour was normal. And I really began to believe that everybody in London was kind of on this trip and it was just totally fine. And had this same thing in the back of my head that I had it licked. You know, I was too smart to be an addict. And it was fun and it was great. And I won't lie, it was fun for a long time. And it made me feel powerful and included and interesting and confidence and all those things that actually when I was alone in my bedroom at 8 in the morning coming down from whatever, I did not feel. Because actually at the heart of it all, I felt alone and different and terrified. London scared the shit out of me on a regular basis. And I think it does for most people. And if I look back on it now, having worked the steps with my sponsor, I've actually been scared for most of my life. And one of the things that drugs really did for me was they made me unafraid. Didn't feel scared anymore. I felt like I could control things. And having that chemical that made me be able to control my emotions and my environment was like my kind of steering wheel, you know. I don't like feeling like this, so I'm going to take that. Or I'm going to do this, or I'm going to get involved in that, and that will fix it. And suddenly everything became really manageable and organized, and therefore I could cope. And I remember saying to somebody when the wheels did start falling off, well, I just need something to cope. I mean, everyone just needs something to cope, don't they? You know, I mean, you can't cope with life just without something. And I suppose a lot of that came from my mum has bipolar, and she's always had something to cope with. So there's a lot of my dealing with emotion. Obviously, you know, you're in an environment where that seems normal. The benefit and beauty of this program is that now my mother and I have incredibly deep and meaningful discussions about how support groups and talking about things and asking for help is actually much more beneficial than Valium. But you know, that's the beauty of this this program. So yeah, eventually, as is always the case, the wheels fell off, and things started to fall apart. Piece by piece, bit by bit, and a bit like, you know, that analogy of a frog in a pan of water that, you know, doesn't jump out because the heat just goes up really slowly and eventually starts boiling itself to death. That's kind of how it was, and I just couldn't get out of the pan. I couldn't find a way to not do the drugs anymore because they made me feel like I could cope and actually manage my life, but at the same time, doing them meant that I was losing everything. You know, all the outside stuff, the relationships, you know, getting kicked out of house shares, my job, friendships, my sanity, everything I said I wouldn't do, I ended up doing. All those things, all those lines I put in front of myself, all those barriers. Well, I'll stop using drugs when this happens, or that won't, you know, if I do this, that will be the end. I'd do all those things. I'd jump through all those hoops and I still wouldn't stop using. And it took a kind of perfect storm of circumstances to bring me to a point where I realized I needed help. And I was lucky enough to be offered it. And this is, I think, when, you know, when I was looking at step two and higher power stuff, I didn't have too much trouble getting my head around it because the universe just lined itself up. And when I needed help, it was there. And I found these rooms, you know, actually about, you know, 5.5 years ago, I remember coming to this meeting and being astounded about how many people in London were trying to get clean when I thought that everybody in London was just getting high. And it was amazing for me to notice that, you know, I wasn't alone. And I met some fantastic people along the way and learned to be honest with myself about the fact that I was terrified and that I didn't feel like I was enough and the fact that I'm a complete egomaniac. I mean, I remember sitting in this meeting at the back thinking, I'm going to be that person up there speaking one day. And then you'd be careful what you wish for because I'm absolutely terrified right now. and I wanted to be the person that everybody looked at, but I didn't really want anybody to look at me either. And you know, what this program has allowed me to do is come up here and talk and be terrified and that to be okay. I've also had the benefit of watching friends of mine who I've known for a long time come in and we've, you know, worked this program together and it's been amazing, so I can't lie because they're here. Mm-hmm. They talk about wildest dreams and I don't, you know, I'm always a bit like, wildest dreams, I don't know. But I would not have thought, you know, 5.5 years ago when I was in my darkest place, that I would be sitting in the middle of London on a Friday night here, clean and sober, having quit smoking as well, which is amazing, married to a man who I absolutely adore and a job that I love and friends that are supportive and amazing. And I really count my blessings every day for it. That's not to say it's easy. These past 5 years have been, thank you, in some ways harder because confronting the demons is awful and uncomfortable and incredibly painful. But one thing that this program has taught me is that you don't, the way you feel right now is not always the way you're going to feel. And my sponsor said to me, I said, I feel great. And she said, you're not always going to feel like that. And I said, I feel awful. She said, you're not always going to feel like that either. And that the consistency of this program is that things change and we change, and it might not get better, but it will get different. And what it's given me is a platform to really find out who I am without the fear and without the paranoia and without all the crap that came with addiction, and actually figure out where I wanted to be and actually what my potential is. And it's more than I could have ever imagined. And it's just the simple stuff of turning up and sitting down and listening and opening my mouth and sharing and being open and honest and willing that has got me here and surrounded by such love that I am sort of thrown every time I really think about it. And I think I'm going to leave it there. Thank you.